Welcome to the Smart Dating Academy podcast. I'm Bella Gandhi, the founder of Smart Dating Academy and your host. I started Smart Dating Academy in 2009 because I had this crazy knack of giving people dating advice that actually worked, that I took. I've been married for almost 25 years, and now my company helps people to date smarter and to find love. This podcast is meant to bring more love into your life, no matter where you are and what you do. And we're here to bring more life into your love. Welcome to this week's super fire, super hot episode, where I have with us somebody who is going to build your dating confidence, no matter who you are, what the number on your age is, what the number on the scale is. I don't care, but I'm so happy to introduce my friend and personal trainer, Stephanie Mansour. Steph, welcome.
Thank you, Bella.
I'm going to read a little bit about Stephanie so you guys know that we're bringing a real heavyweight on here. And I don't mean that physically, no pun intended, but Steph really knows her stuff. Steph is a nationally recognized health and fitness expert, and she's the host of her own show called Steph It Up with Steph. You can see her basically everywhere if you're alive and have a pulse. Steph's on the Today Show. She's been on Dr. Oz, CNN, Fox, ABC, NBC, basically everywhere on earth. And, you know, Steph reaches more than 52 million viewers per month. So Steph, welcome again. And we're so excited to have you, because building dating confidence is something we work on at Smart Dating Academy. And I know in your practice, it's really, really important. So tell us, you know, kind of tell us what you do with coaching clients, being single, dating, fitness, like give us all the things and then we'll get into it.
Okay, great, Bella. Well, I love your podcast and I'm so happy that we're doing this. So thank you very much. And I know the clients I have sent your way are so happy with you as their leader too. So our feelings are mutual.
Oh, I'm so glad to hear that.
Well, and you know, many of my clients are, you know, struggling with their weight. So as a weight loss coach, I do focus on the nuts and bolts of how we can lose weight, the nutritional side, the physical side with the workouts, but also the emotional side and the spiritual side, because many of my clients, Bella, are very successful in their careers and they're go-getters, they're driven. But half of them, you know, are happily married and the other half are single and not happy about it. So they feel like losing weight and reclaiming their health and their fitness and their self-care is the missing ticket before they feel confident enough to start dating. But what I try to do is I try to help my clients to get all these things going in tandem so we can date while we're losing weight, even if we're not at the exact place that we want to be with our bodies physically. We can still feel confident in knowing that we're working on it, and we can still actively date at the same time, because I know, you know, life is short, time to go after what you want. Don't use any, you know, excuses, I call them, to hold you back. Don't let your weight hold you back, how you look, how you feel about your weight, or how you feel about your size, and just focus on being the best you possible every single moment. So I really work with my clients on that, Bella, and I just love that we're going to be having that conversation today.
And that's all. I couldn't agree with you more on everything that you're saying. You know, at Smart Dating Academy, as you well know, we help people with the dating process. And one of the steps in our process is they come to Chicago to get their photos done for like having great, you know, natural, not cheesy glam shots, but like cool lifestyle shots for online dating. And every single person, literally, regardless of what one would think was overweight or what someone else wouldn't be like, oh my God, you're so thin. Nobody comes to me saying, I'm so satisfied with how I look. It's always, oh my gosh, do you think I should lose that last five? Do you think I should lose 50? Do you think I should be doing this? And it's such a big issue for both women as well as men, quite frankly. So I know that that's why I wanted to have you on here to talk to people about how to be physically fit, emotionally fit, spiritually fit. And I know that you've got what you call kind of five counterintuitive ways to kind of committing to feeling good about yourself, to being more physically fit and emotionally fit. So tell us your first one.
Yeah. So my first one, Bella, is to commit to be fit. And the reason why this is counterintuitive is because I'm not just talking about physically being fit. I'm not just talking about, you know, going on a walk to feel better or committing to a workout regimen or doing strength training to tone your arms. I'm talking about being mentally fit as well. So if you're constantly talking negatively to yourself, and, you know, I have clients that come to me too, they either want to lose 5 pounds or maybe 50 pounds. You could not tell the difference between the self-talk of someone that's 5 pounds away from their goal weight versus 50 pounds. It is still body shaming coming from the source and beating ourselves up and talking negatively and saying, you know, gosh, why did you eat that? Or why can't I fit into this, you know, outfit? It's that sort of, you know, beating up we do to ourselves, no matter how much weight you want to lose. And the self-talk is very similar. So committing to be fit, not only do I want you to commit to, you know, how to move your body every single day, this could be a walk around the block, or this could be a more intense workout regimen, but I also want you to commit to be mentally fit. And in doing that, I encourage my clients to write down positive affirmations about themselves and write these affirmations down as if they are in the present day tense. So if your goal is to be, you know, a size 10, then I want you to write out, I am happily a size 10. And I want you to see it. And that's going to help sink into your subconscious so that you start believing it. And that is part of being mentally fit, Bella.
Oh, I love that. And Steph, when somebody does kind of trash themselves in a way, I always say, if you wouldn't say it to your best friend, why would you say it to yourself? And when somebody, let's say, you know, asking for a friend here, if somebody, if somebody digs into, you know, a bag of pita chips or something, or a piece of chocolate cake, and then you're telling yourself at the end of the day, oh my God, I totally failed. I blew it today. I suck. I can't do anything. I don't keep promises to myself. How do you help someone to get back on track, to catch that self trash talk? And how do you rerail it? Like, tell me like a hack for that.
Yes. So what I recommend is the second that you catch yourself saying something negative to yourself, I want you to slap yourself on the wrist, like maybe a little kid who's like touching, you know, a hot stove. Slap yourself on the wrist, do something physical that's going to really catch your attention. Stop, relax your shoulders, take a deep breath and say, I'm choosing not to beat myself up. So literally stop in your tracks, do something physical so that it shocks your brain, and then move on from there. Now, you bring up an interesting point, Bella, because a lot of times, you know, if we're finding ourselves eating sort of uncontrollably or going for the junk food or having more than one serving of the pita chips, oftentimes this is because we are not eating enough protein. So especially as women, to speed up our metabolisms, and as we get older, we need to be eating protein every 3 to 4 hours to keep our blood sugar levels up here, rather than having those peaks and valleys, those ups and downs. Because when we're on a down part, that's when we crave and overeat the carbs, the sugar, the unhealthy fats. So I also, you know, bringing this a step further, if you find that you're caught in that trash talking from eating junk food or overeating food, it may actually not be a matter of willpower. It's maybe more so a physical, you know, your body physically needs more fuel.
Yeah. And in addition to that, and I love eating protein every 3 to 4 hours, I need to put that into my mental piggy bank, but also ask yourself in that moment, you know, weight is something I've always struggled with since I was a kid. And now what I've learned to do is ask myself, what do I need right now? Do I need more pita chips? Am I eating my feelings? What do I need? And how is this instant gratification? This is my new one. Is instant gratification going to lead to worldwide domination. No, it's just funny. I read that somewhere and I was like, okay, is this extra serving of pita chips really? What do I need right now? Mm-hmm. Do I need to de-stress? Am I anxious about something? Do I need to journal? Do I need to call my mom and chat with her or talk to my husband? Do I need to go work out? What do I need in this moment? Because it's not the food if I'm not hungry.
Yes. Yes. And, you know, to piggyback off that, Bella, I have a client. She's an executive CEO. She was in her low 50s and she would come home from every work day and order carry out, mostly a pizza, and then have, you know, she would say one glass of wine, she would have the whole bottle of wine. And what I encouraged her to do is to try to view her post work evenings, not in reaction to work. So not to become, you know, a vegetable on the couch, but how can she actually rejuvenate? What does she need to feel de-stressed, unwound, and more feminine and softer and more relaxed? So just in changing that mentality, we were able to shift her, you know, gradually into wanting to make something nutritious for herself, into wanting to order an expensive kale salad instead of, you know, pizza and breadstick from Domino's. So really focusing on like, what do you need to feel good is a very, you know, simple but often overlooked hack to, you know, being mentally fit.
Yeah, absolutely. And it might be as simple as you need a hug, you need a kale salad, but really ask yourself and catch yourself in the moment, what do I really need? Mm-hmm. So I love that. Committing to being fit physically and mentally, that's a great one. Mm-hmm. And Steph, you say that we should commit to owning our own self-care. Tell me, what is that?
Yes. So again, many of my clients are very, very busy and they're getting a massage, you know, every 2 months. I get a massage almost every week because it's like the one thing that makes me feel so good. So I really am regimented about my own self-care. And, you know, prior to doing Step It Up with Steph and getting into health and wellness, I was 25 pounds overweight. I could not lose it for the life of me. I was trying diets and workout plans. And it wasn't until I really started to do, you know, slower, calmer breath work. I started doing more self-acceptance exercises, studying psychology and women's studies, and really focusing on me and who I am and what I need. So one of the things that I work on with my clients is how can they own their self-care and integrate it into their lives. So, you know, you're the date coach here, but I will say, you know, when men see that you are prioritizing your self-care, when you're like, oh, you know, I would love to go, you know, out Tuesday night, but I actually have my massage, or, oh, I'm going to get my nails done, or, oh, I have this workout class, but I could meet you 30 minutes after the proposed time. When they see that you're owning your own self-care, it actually, you know this, you know, makes you more attractive to them, but it also makes you more attractive to yourself. So being able to, you know, I've dated for a number of years and, you know, I didn't have this issue with self-care, but when it came to things like my hobbies, you know, oh, well, maybe I could skip that, you know, tennis game that night so I could go meet this guy, or maybe I could, you know, skip my singing lesson to go on a date, you know, but the more I was committed to the things that I wanted that made me happy, the better I was able to attract men who also upheld how I was caring for myself, not only with the self-care, but also, you know, with my hobbies. So
that's great. And you're right. We respect people that respect themselves.
Yes.
Right. And it's okay to say, if somebody says, do you want to meet out for dinner? It's okay to say, you know what? I'm trying to stay light this week. I would love to hang out. How about we go for a walk and we can grab some coffee afterwards?
Right.
People are so receptive to those things. And oftentimes what I found in trying to turn my own health regime around this year is when you tell someone that candidly, they're like, oh my God, me too. I would much rather go for a walk than meet out for wine, even though who doesn't like meeting out for wine?
Right,
let's be honest. I certainly do. But then when you put that out there, like I'm trying to take care of myself, it usually inspires people to say me too. And so I like that. And then we can keep our promises to ourselves, which is so important. And that comes back to your first point, committing to being fit. And treat yourself like you would others, guys. Right. If you would, in order to have relationships, if you make a promise, you have to keep your promise. You have to keep your word. And there's no more important relationship than you with yourself. And so if you commit to doing the thing, whether it's to being fit, to doing the meditation, to, you know, doing the singing lesson or the tennis game, keep your promises to yourself. Mm-hmm. So attractive, so attractive. Yes. And Steph, you say then, connect to your big reason why. Talk about this.
Yes. So oftentimes my clients, you know, when we start talking about dating, their reason why they want to lose weight is so they can date if they're single. It's so they can feel confident to date. So I, you know me, Bella, I'm like digging deep, deep, deep. Okay. Well, why don't you feel confident now? Okay. Why do you feel like the weight is holding you back? Why do you feel like someone's not going to like you, even though you're actively losing weight? You know, we dig. So I want you to commit to your big reason why. Like, why do you want to be healthier, to lose weight, to exercise more, whatever your goal is? Why do you want to do that? What's your big reason why? And 9 times out of 10, it's because they want to feel good about themselves. And, you know, it's not like I want to lose 10 pounds because I hate my body. Like, that's not the big reason why. The big reason why is I want to lose 10 pounds because I want to feel proud of myself, accomplished. I want to feel good about myself. So if you keep, you know, hitting yourself over the head with that saying, that's going to keep it at the forefront of your brain. So then you are more naturally inclined to say, you know what? Yes, I would like to meet you, but I can't meet till 7:30 because I got to go to my workout class.
I love that. And every time when you're connected to your why and your deepest level of why, it becomes very easy to talk yourself into keeping that commitment and talk yourself out of breaking that commitment. Because if my why is I want to feel right-sized in my body and I want to feel confident when I'm on dates, then I'm going to keep those promises to myself and not dig into the bag of Cheetos or whatever right. that is, because I'm connected to my why instead of connecting to the instant gratification that I might need in that moment. And that gets back to, why do I want to have the second helping of this? I'm really stressed out. What would make me feel less stressed and not beat myself up an hour later, right? Is this going to make me feel better or worse in an hour?
Yep.
Powerful questions to ask yourself. And if it's not going to make you feel better in an hour, don't do it. Right. But connect to your why and then have that plan and that set of questions you can ask yourself. Is this my why? Am I being consistent? Am I keeping my promise to myself? And go do something else. And most likely your hunger will stop grumbling really quickly. Right. Or go eat some protein, like Steph said.
Right. Yes.
And Steph, you say that we should, you know, to kind of build our dating confidence overall, or build our confidence in ourselves, we should share our self-care and or our health routine. Now, what does that mean? And how do we do that without seeming like we're like TMIing somebody?
Right. I know. Well, I say this to my clients, Bella, who are actively, you know, losing weight and want to be with a partner who is active and who does value their health, but maybe they feel like right now they personally don't look the part, in quotes. So what I recommend is that, you know, in your conversation, on your dates, you share things that you're doing that, you know, not like word vomiting, like, oh, like, you know, my Apple Watch says I burned 500 calories and my muscle mass is now this, you know, not that.
I love that. I'd be like, oh my God, tell me more. Mine too.
I mean, so would I, but you know, that's what I do. So
we geek out over this stuff though.
Right. But you know, like say, oh yeah, you know, I started working out with a trainer and it's been like a high, if someone says, you know, what'd you do this week or what'd you do last week? And oh, you know, I actually started working out with a trainer and I'm really enjoying how I feel in my workouts, or like, oh, what's your favorite food? You know, I would say I love fries, but you know, when I try to be healthy, I eat more sweet potato fries, you know, like share little nuts and, you know, nuggets about the things that you're doing with your date, especially if you're still feeling self-conscious about where you're at in your own health journey. Because that's going to show the person that you take your health seriously. Even if you feel like you don't look that way, it's still going to communicate to that person that this is like a normal part of your life. And if they want to be with you, then, you know, they need to have a little bit of interest or focus on it themselves as well.
I love that. And it puts you in a position of looking strong, right? Even mm-hmm. if you say, yeah, I've started working out with the trainer, and maybe you feel like, you know, you're over the weight that you want to be, and you're putting that out there. It also shows a level of promise and respect and of commitment to yourself. And it shows that you are taking active steps to take care of yourself. And so I think those are great conversations to be able to have on dates where you can really get to know each other at a deeper level and then support each other. And it's like, oh my gosh, I'm trying to do that too. Or I would love to work out with the trainer. Right. Who are you working out with? What are you doing? How do you feel? And it's so great because I think at the end of the day, most of us kind of get into that category where we beat ourselves up.
Yeah.
We all want to make improvements. So sharing your routine from a position of strength shows that I'm aware of myself and I'm actively trying to change and be better.
Right.
That's
right.
So attractive.
Yes. I agree.
That is, and I love this next tip that you have about being flexible. I could certainly use some advice around this. Tell me about what it means to be flexible and how you help people to do that and to build their confidence.
You know, Bella, this is another counterintuitive tip, because most times when you think about, you know, okay, losing weight or being healthy, working out more, eating healthier, you know, you think of like a very rigid plan, a formulaic, you know, program. So
that you can't break. Yeah.
You cannot break. Oh my gosh, you know, I'm doing dry January, or I'm doing Whole 30, or I'm doing, you know, 5 a.m. workout every day, or I'm going to this 7 p.m. yoga class. You know, we're very like all or nothing, many of us, you know, by nature. So the flexibility piece, and this kind of goes against one of my other tips, but, you know, the flexibility piece, if someone is trying to actively make plans with you to go out on a date, and if your life is very full, and especially with the self-care, you know, it's getting fuller, if you do need to make time and prioritize a date, then you can be flexible with, let's say, that scheduled workout or that meal plan. For example, one of my clients was doing Whole 30, which also is basically dry January, and this guy she was going out with had made reservations for Alinea, and it was a surprise, and he made them like 2 months in advance. And she was like, Steph, I just like, I should be so excited, but I feel so stressed out. I don't know what to do. And I was like, you know what? This is balance. This is flexibility. This is part of our like softer feminine energy. Go have fun. You know, enjoy Alinea. This is huge. Like, you've been wanting a guy that wants to take you. I'm getting goosebumps just thinking about this again, Bella. Aww. But, you know, being flexible and letting yourself off the hook sometimes is really helpful when it comes to being committed to your health and wellness journey. And, you know, this is, she did, you know, be flexible with the food. If we need to be flexible with a workout time, then just be flexible, switch your time to maybe the next day or maybe earlier in the day, or maybe flip-flop a couple things around. Not all the time, but if push comes to shove, and if you are feeling like your schedule's too jammed, you need to make time for that date, you can move around your commitments to yourself.
That's right. I love that. Life is go with the flow, especially when you're out there and you're dating, right? And if someone asks you out, and let's say, you know, you're an intermittent faster, that'd be me, and you don't want to eat dinner tonight because you're going to do like a big lunch and then, you know, wait until tomorrow to eat. But if that's the case, be gentle with yourself and just say, you know what? I'm going to pick this up tomorrow, because this is a great opportunity to spend time with this person, and be okay with that, because ultimately building your confidence and building, you know, a healthful, mindful lifestyle requires flexibility. We can't become so rigidly attached to something, because as soon as you're rigidly attached, and I've been through every weight loss, everything in the book, so I could talk about every way I've beaten myself up. But as soon as you think, oh my gosh, I can't do this. I can't eat the fries today. I can't have over blah, blah, blah calories or whatever it is. You immediately start to berate yourself.
Yes.
And if you do that, and now you're on a date, that person is going to feel that energy shift with you, mm-hmm. right? They're going to feel mm-hmm. that energy shift. So if you agree to go to Alinea, do what's going to make you feel good when you go to Alinea.
Right.
And keep your energy high, because if you start to beat yourself up, the person across the table is going to say, hey, what's wrong? Yeah. I sense you're a little off. Is everything okay? And you don't want to do that. At that point, commit to tomorrow is another day.
Right. Exactly. Yes. And knowledge is power. So when you know that that's what you're going to do, you're going to feel more empowered to recommit the next day. So when you know that you can be flexible, it gives you more of a pass, a little more like loose grip on the rope to be able to, you know, feel good that you can tell yourself what to do rather than the diet tells you, or the workout plan tells you, or the trainer tells you.
Exactly. Guys, eating one extra meal or missing workout right. is not going to make you gain a pound.
Right.
I promise you. Okay. So be gentle with yourself. Make those big commitments, like Steph's saying, commit to yourself, commit to your self-care, commit to your fitness mentally and physically, catch your negative self-talk. Like, she's given us so many gems already, but wait, there's more, because I asked Steph to also give us 5 healthy and fun hacks that we can do to commit to our emotional and physical fitness before a date. So Steph, tell us these things, because I know we're all listening and going, okay, how do I do this and build my confidence and feel good and feel fit before a date?
Yes. Okay. So I've got 5, but you can be an overachiever and do all 5 if you want, or you can be an amazing woman and just do one of them. So the first one is positive affirmations in the mirror. So this kind of goes back to like making your own mantra and owning your self-care. But what I like to do is put a sticky note on my bathroom mirror that says, I am awesome, or I am hot, or I am cool, or whatever I feel like I need to hear as I'm in the mirror getting ready. That's what I put on a sticky note on my mirror, so that I'm looking at my face and I'm seeing the sticky note. I have my clients do this as well. You could change the sticky note before every date, whatever you're feeling in the moment, write it in big bold letters with the magic marker on, put it on your mirror. The next tip is some sort of workout. Now you might be saying, Steph, I don't even have time. Like, I can hardly curl my hair. So how can I even do a workout? You know, this could be just something that gets you into your body. So if you're in the bathroom curling your hair, do some calf raises, get up onto your tiptoes, and feel your muscles engaging. You could also pretend like someone's punching you in the stomach. So you pulse your abs in, you pull your abs in tight, not while you're doing your lipstick or mascara, but, you know, just pull your abs in, maybe when you're brushing your hair. If you do have time for a 5-minute workout, research does show, Bella, that exercising for just 5 minutes boosts your confidence and your self-esteem. So you look at yourself in the mirror and you think about yourself differently after just a 5-minute workout.
I love that. You can do 50 jumping jacks.
Totally.
Right?
Yes.
You can do 50 jumping jacks, some squats, right?
Yes.
Do some knee push-ups, right?
Yes.
And,
yes.
And suddenly you've got endorphins and, you know, probably some dopamine flowing
right.
through you. So I'm a huge, huge fan of some sort of workout, some sort of movement. And it doesn't even have to be stuff, right? It doesn't have to be right before the date. It can be sometime during the day. I mean, hell, if you can build in a little one right before the date, that's great. But it's like the day of the date. You don't have to do this while you're getting ready. If you can do a walk, do a run, do a bike ride, sometime that day, you'll reap the benefits of it even during your date.
Yes, absolutely. It'll carry you through for at least 12 hours. So even in the morning is fine.
Oh my gosh. I just getting back to positive affirmations.
Later,
you know, one that I thought of, and I want to share for all of you singles, men and women out there, maybe an affirmation on your mirror could say, I am sexy and confident in my body.
Yes.
Period. Put that on your mirror. Okay. And I want you to say that to yourself, because as soon as you say, I am sexy and confident, you're going to switch yourself into that mindset shift. So affirmations, like Steph said, are important. So if you guys need a concrete hack, take mine. I am sexy and confident in my body. Write that down. Slap it on your mirror. I want to hear those slaps right now and put it on your mirror. So, okay, let's go into your hack number three, Steph.
Okay, hack number three goes back to what we were talking about, Bella, about the food and stabilizing blood sugar levels. So you can show up to a date like very fatigued, or you could show up maybe a little too hyper. And both of those things can come from a lack of protein. So we need to show up to our date feeling balanced. So I know some of my clients, you know, they were used to saving up all their calories so they could eat and drink on their date. Not good to show up starving. I don't know if you're going to be hangry. I don't know if you're going to have too much hyper energy, if you're going to have too low energy. I need you to show up stable, steady, you know, cool, calm, collected, your natural self. If you're normally hyper and energetic, okay, but I don't want you to be overly just because we don't have our blood sugar in check. So eating protein before you go on the date, it could be a handful of nuts, could be a hard-boiled egg, could be a protein shake. It could be a full meal if you're going out for drinks and not dinner. But protein is what's going to help stabilize and level out your energy and give you enough energy without making you feel too full or bloated.
That's a great tip. And do that right before the date. And people do all sorts of kooky things sometimes before dates, right? And remember, when you go out on a date, it's not about the food. Okay.
Right.
Take care of yourself before. It's usually not a great idea to show up to a date starving.
Right.
For any reason. Like Steph's saying, you're going to not be the best version of yourself. And it's okay. I once had a gentleman that we worked with who said, I'm just self-conscious because I come to dates after work and I'm so hungry. And I said, eat a meal before you go out.
Yeah.
You don't have to save it. Eat, take care of yourself. You want to show up with the best energy. And if you're good having your meal earlier where you can control what you're eating, then you can show up to the date and have an appetizer, have a salad. You can do all of those things. Be flexible and take care of yourself.
Yes. Yes. Well said, Bella.
Yay. And how do we stuff tip number four, you have put yourself into a happy state. How do we do that?
Okay. So if you've had a bad day, or if like the last thing you want to do is go to the date at the end of the day, you know, like maybe you were looking forward to it, or then, you know, it comes around time. You're like, oh my gosh, I just want to go home and sit on the couch. This sounds really silly, but if you put your fingers in the corner of your mouth and push your mouth up into a smile, it's going to like that shape of your face activates your brain to make you think that you're happy even when you're not. So that's what I mean by put yourself in a happy state. So if you're really struggling, just turn up the corners of your mouth, hold your fingers there, count to 60. I swear to God, it works. I do this whenever I'm in a bad mood, which people say, you know, how am I ever in a bad mood? But I am in a bad mood sometimes. So do that. And that's going to help get you into a better, more positive state of mind.
Oh, I couldn't agree more. And slap that smile on your face if you have to hold the corners up, because your brain is activated. When you put your mouth in the shape of a smile, you start to release dopamine. You start to feel happier. It's a trick. And it's an amazing trick that we have our daters do. And at the same time, to put yourself into that happy state, if you need more, listen to something that makes you laugh. Listen to a playlist that gets your mojo up, where you feel sexy and confident and happy. And these are your jams. So do these things to put yourself into that happy state.
Yes. Yes. I love it. It's like your own personal pump up session.
100%. Because remember, your moods are contagious.
Yeah.
And when you walk into a date in a happy state, feeling sexy and confident in your body, you are going to feel and be super attractive.
Yes. Yes.
And your last tip for us, my friend, your last fun fitness and healthy hack before a date.
Yes. So posture. So research shows that you look more people think you're more confident when you have better posture. So what I want you to do for this one, and we can all do this together, no matter where you are, is bring your shoulders up towards your ears, bring them back, and then bring them down. And that's going to help you lift up your chest, but engage your upper back so that your shoulders stay back, your chest stays lifted, and you stand or sit taller. So this is the attractive posture that we want, not only for the person across from us, Bella, but also to signal to ourselves, because I'm all about, you know, how we carry ourselves and how we feel about ourselves. And then P.S., here's how it looks to the person across the table from you. So if you sit up tall, you're going to feel taller. You're going to feel more open. Think about if you're sad, if you're upset, you know, you're hunched over, you're slouched a little bit. When you're happy, when you're excited, you're open, you're standing tall. So that's how I want you to feel before and during the date, no matter what's going on across the table from you.
I love that. Shoulders up, shoulders back, shoulders down, up, back, down, up, back, down. All right. That is your posture workout, people. And that reminds me, one of my favorite TED Talks of all time. And I obsessively watched TED Talks before I gave one this past October, but is Amy Cuddy's talk about power posing. Mm-hmm. And so to Steph's point, our posture makes a difference. And Amy Cuddy, if you haven't seen her TED Talk, she talks about how we pose builds our confidence at that moment. So if ladies, you put your put your feet apart, put your hands on your hips, Steph, you can do this too, right? And you feel like Wonder Woman, mm-hmm. or even better, take up space. Put your arms out in a V. If you look at any Olympic athlete, when we do something great, we're like, yes. And our arms go up in the air. It's because we are happy. We are confident. Before, if you're feeling nervous during a date, do your up, you get your posture back, up, back, down, or go into the bathroom and go power pose. Spread your legs apart, spread your arms apart, and stand there for a minute, and you will find your confidence levels automatically rising because we are wired as the human species to do this. If you see gorillas in the wild, they make themselves big when they want to assert their dominance, right? So make yourself big. So you just reminded me of one of my favorite things. Steph, thank you so much for sharing all of these amazing tips with us about building our confidence, building hopefully our fitness levels, because we're all so hard on ourselves. And you, my listener, are beautiful. You are amazing. You are attractive just as you are. And I hope that this episode today with all of these gems has made you feel like you are sexy and confident in your body, and you are committed to your best health, and you can share your regimes and all of the amazing things and power pose the heck out of yourself and get your posture in. So Steph, thank you so much for being here with us. You're awesome.
Thank you, Bella, as are you.
Thanks for listening. And as always, download us, share us, show us the love. Follow Instagram at Smart Dating Academy. And if you or someone you know wants to learn more, check out our website at smartdatingacademy.com. We're here to bring you love.